Hey, this is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. It is easy to drive ourselves crazy with self-development by always looking to the future. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking to the future and planning for the future. And sometimes it's even better, right? Because sometimes some of us are caught up too much in the past. However, when it comes to positive change, it is easy to kind of get into this perpetual hamster situation where we're just constantly running and kind of failing to appreciate where we're at. And of course, the normal advice for this is really kind of like spend time in the present, la-di-la. And I'm not saying that these things aren't true. They are true. But I think what we don't talk about is enough is maybe how we can look to the past for kind of positive inspiration for confidence. One thing that I found that I find interesting and helpful for me is that I like this idea of looking at, well, what is something that I let go of in the past and how did that work out? Because letting go is sometimes something that is very, very hard for us. And it is hard for us because we seem to forget oftentimes that if we are a certain age, we've let go of thousands of things, and often we don't even remember the things that maybe at the time felt really difficult to let go of. And today I did this exercise where I just wrote a few lines on, you know, things that I let go of and how I felt. So there are some things which are a bit too private for me to share, but one thing is that I used to have a positive psychology meetup group, and at the time it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. It was cool. We had, you know, we chose a topic, or I chose a topic as a leader every time that we met up. It was usually roughly about once a month for, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years, and then people came together, we discussed it, we tried things out on the spot, like writing gratitude letters and things like that, and it was fun. But after a while, it just felt like, meh, I'm ready to move on. And I struggled with that decision for almost a year, actually. But then today I thought, well, what happened to that? How do you feel now that this is like 2 or 3 years ago? How do you feel about it now? And the truth is that I've never missed it, even though it's a cool thing to do. And if any of you ever want to do a positive psychology meetup group, I'm happy to help you. But it wasn't for me anymore. And what we do when we let go of things is obviously to give space for other things. So I would encourage you to try that out. Try it out. And maybe if you want to step it up a bit more, you don't just journal on this once, but you actually set yourself a little recurring reminder or implement some kind of system so that you can think about this. So for me, I have, I've put it in my phone. So about every couple of months, it will ask me this question. Hey, what did you let go of a while ago and how do you feel about today? And, you know, not all of these things will be that as smooth as what I just said, right? Sometimes we will see that, you know, maybe we let go of something or we try to let go of something a while ago and we're still not quite over it yet. And that's fine. But I like this idea of checking in with ourselves and then hopefully building confidence in our own competence to let things go. Cheers. Bye-bye.